today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him. Today, Wednesday, is the 13th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Come with us and listen to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio, because we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. And in this part, the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the light of Quranic verses. Let's listen chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 148.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولكل وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
For each religious following is a direction toward which it faces. So race to all that is good. Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you forth for judgment altogether. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
With reference to the verse, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq says that this verse points to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Imam Baqir says that in reality, this verse refers to those 313 companions of Imam al-Mahdi who will in a single moment gather around him, like moths gather around the glow of fire between Rukn and Maqam, the name of two holy places, and pay allegiance to him. Background of the awaiting. As far as history can remind us, mankind has constantly been longing for a better life and has kept looking for a better and reformed future. Thus, many intellectuals have described to advance their project of the golden utopia, just as they have encouraged human societies to move towards such an ideal. The first idea of the utopia had been proposed by Plato, the great Greek philosopher. The Farabi was the second thinker who drew up the outline of utopia. Thomas More, the humanist scholar, has given the good tidings of utopia. In accordance with Marx's principles, Marx regarded a classless society as the ultimate rendezvous of history. Indeed, all human beings have been looking for such a utopia which could pave the way for the flourishing of their deep innate propensities and pure human virtues.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about some characteristics of the companions of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And at the same time, according to a piece of hadith issued by the 5th infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, the movement of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be similar to the moves to the movements of many prophets. And especially, he will be very much similar to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not simply in terms of, appearance or, for example, complexion, but in terms of, conduct. And nothing except this should be accepted, because Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is going to continue the religious mission of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, we find that both Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and his staunch companions will present the original and authentic view of the Islamic religion. It means that throughout these centuries, some misunderstandings have crept into the Islamic notions and Islamic history. So when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears to people, he will certainly offer the authentic version of the Islamic religion. At the same time, it shouldn't be anticipated that the time of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be almost without any problem. Rather, according to the 6th infallible Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be tortured by misunderstanding of his contemporaries, who seldom or barely appreciate his movement and the truth of his movement, like the kind of hardships the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced in the time in his time from the people who were still loyal to Jahiliyyah and its standards.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
I have one question and its answer. Why did Imam al-Mahdi disappear? Imam al-Mahdi will come as soon as people become ready for him. People throughout the history were never ready. They killed prophets and imams one after the other. However, Allah continued to send prophet till he finally sent prophet Muhammad, who brought the last message. After that, there was no need to send a new message. Thus, Allah sent guides or imams who preserved and explained the message during the time of tribulation for people. But unfortunately, the majority of people were or are reluctant to follow the right path, and instead they opposed and killed the imams of Ahlul Bayt and treated them in the same way that their ancestors treated the prophets. Imam al-Mahdi will come when all types of ideologies are tested and they failed. At the time, people will understand that they do not have any more solution and they will accept the solution of Imam al-Mahdi easily. On the continuation of this program, today's special, we'll listen about a short part on the personalities of the companions of Hazrat Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. A cursory glance at the history of Islam informed us that the companions of each of the infallible leaders were personalities of great eminence. We can quote examples of Salman Farsi, Miqdad, Abu Basir, and many more. In all these personalities, we find the same high details and morals that have been stated for the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. Each one of us is anxious for and desirous of being included amongst the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, and we all pray to Allah to grant us the opportunity for the same. It is necessary to support this desire with our actions. It is essential that we strive to develop the same characteristics and actions into our personalities. Let us all pray to Allah that He kindles this desire in our heart for the companionship of Imam al-Mahdi, and that He, Allah, grants us tawfiq to strive to develop the same characteristics and high moral traits that is expected from one desirous of the companionship of Imam al-Mahdi. May Allah hasten his reappearance.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
According to our ahadith, these companions of Imam al-Mahdi, the lucky 313, they have at least six qualities, at least, that I'll mention. So we begin by explaining these qualities. Not only they believe in the Imams and the Prophets, but they believe in the teachings of the Imams and the Prophets. They have complete certainty. They have complete certainty in the teachings of Rasulullah and the Imams. Many people, when they ask me or anyone else, what's the proof that this is haram, that this is wajib, that this is that? You tell them the hadith of Rasulullah, the hadith of the sahih hadith, the authentic hadith of the Imam. They tell you, no, show me in the Quran. They have to find the answer in the Quran. If it's not in the Quran, they don't care about the sunnah of Rasulullah. They don't care about the sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. This is wrong. The quality of the 313 is that they submit and they have complete certainty in Rasulullah and the Imams as well. Rasulullah said what before he died? He said, I'm leaving two things. Kitabullah wa itrati ahla bayti. Some people just Kitabullah. Where does Allah say in the Holy Quran, many ulama say shaving the beard is haram? Brother, the Quran is one of the sources. You have the sunnah of Ahlul Bayt. Rasulullah says the Quran and the sunnah. You say Hasbuna Kitabullah. Hasbuna Kitabullah was the what? Was the saying of the second Khalifa. Rasulullah says the Quran by itself is not enough. You need Ahlul Bayt. Some of us, we come and say, no, only if it's in the Quran, I will accept it. If it's not in the Quran, I won't accept it. I'm going against the hadith of Rasulullah. Rasulullah said, my sunnah, my Ahlul Bayt. And that's why we have to be careful. We have to believe and accept all the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and all the teachings of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for being with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we will join you tomorrow. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma.
وتمتعه